What were you doing?
The work of the Lord.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this world of woe. There is no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my loved ones gone on before me one by one. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over my home.
Ben never told you he threw the money in the river.
Did he, Harry? But the children know where it is, don't they? John knows. God save the little children. May Jesus Christ have mercy.
What's wrong with her?
He's in here, out front.
Who?
Mr. Powell. Will run off.
No. Just when?
Took off sometime in the night. In Ben's old Model T Ford. We gotta go in there and comfort him.
Well, he's hit pretty bad.
All to pieces.
For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit.
Amen.
She lieth in wait as for a prey. My dear, dear friends, whatever would I do without you?
Mr. Powell.
If there's anything.
It is my shame. My crown of thorns, and I must wear it bravely.
What could have possessed the girl?
Satan.
Didn't you have no inkling, preacher?
Yes, from the first night.
No, how's that?
She turned me out of the bed.
Oh.
What do you figure to do, preacher?
Do? Why, what would any man of God do? Stay and take care of them two little kids in the way Jesus would have wanted them brung up.
Praise God.
That's mighty brave of you, Reverend. But didn't she leave a note?
A scrawl on a piece of notepaper on the bureau. I burned it. It stank so strong of hellfire.
Amen.
She'll come dragging a tail back home.
No, she won't. I reckon I'll be safe in promising you that.
Maybe she just run off on a spree.
No.
There's no harm in hoping.
Ain't no sense, neither. I figured something like this was brewing when I went to bed last night. She tired downstairs after I'd gone up, and when I went to see what was wrong...
What?
She had found this old fruit jar of dandelion wine.
No.
She was drinking.
Sweet Lord.
I've tried to save
her. I know, preacher.
The devil wins sometimes. But can't nobody say that I didn't do my best to save her?
Oh, amen. This gift of beautiful. 'Twas down a piece of sand in good old days of yore. Uncle Birdie was.
The old man rolls slow across the river when suddenly.
What's that down there? Wait! Jesus!
Down there in the very depths of the river, the wreck of my father's Model T Ford. And there, sat in it, yellow hair floating, streaming in the tide. The yellow beams of sunlight from above catching it among the floating weeds and ribbons. The fish swimming lazy back and forth. And down below, across the throat, a great open gash where the river waters flows in and the blood flows out is my mother.
Heaven, 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 help me. They think I've gone and done it. That I did it.
Mr. Spoon, white-faced, fidgeting with his hat, comes to tell us Mama's run off. I know our time has come. He'll be hunting for us without mercy. Pearl hugs her doll. I hide us in the cellar. The preacher hunts us in the garden outside.
Hey, Pearl.
Where's Mom going, John?
To Moundsville, Pearl.
See Dad?
Yeah. To see Dad.
He's in the house now.
Someone is after us, Pearl.
I want to go upstairs, John. Cold and spidery down here. I'm hungry.
Listen, Pearl. You and me is running off tonight.
Why?
If we stay here, something awful will happen to us.
Will Daddy Powell take care of us?
No. He won't. That's just it. He won't.
Where are we going, John?
I ain't right thought yet. Somewhere. Watch out for the street, Pearl.
Hey, John.
We thread our way under, between huge holes and spades. Each second, scared Pearl might trip over. Shout out.
I'm hungry, John.
Don't worry, Pearl. We'll steal something to eat.
It'll spoil our supper.
Where are you? Pearl?
How about the apple barrel, Pearl?
I can hear you whispering, John. I know you're down there. I can feel myself getting awful mad.
The man, white shirt on, black trousers, black hair, carrying a candle, comes softly down the cellar stairs. In his other hand, his shining knife.
George?
I'm coming to get you, John. My patience has run out.
Miss Spoon! It's you! I'm in the cellar!
Just a little hot supper I fixed for you and the children.
Why, bless you, Miss Spoon. May the Lord bless you.
And how are the children?
Well, strange you should say that, Miss Spoon. They're down there playing in the cellar and they won't come up. Fact is, I'm at my wit's end.
Just you leave this to me, Mr. Powell. John? Pearl?
As if I didn't have enough on my mind.
John! Pearl! As you get up out of that cell, I won't have you worrying poor Mr. Powell a minute longer. Come on up, or I'll come down there with a slipper and hunt you out. Here they come, preacher. John. Look at you. Dust and filth from head to toe. Oh, I'd better take you home.
No, that won't be necessary, I see.
You sure?
Well, that's very kind, but I'll tend to them.
Then I'd better be going, preacher. But at least you'll have a good hot meal this evening.
I'm hungry.
Why, sure. And there's fried chicken and candied sweets and apple cobblers. It's delicious.
Can I have my supper, please?
Of course. And John down the table there, too, keeping so silent.
Can I have milk, too?
Yes, little bird. But first, we have to have a little talk about our little secrets.
No.
Why? Tell me.
Because John said I mustn't.
But we both know what a bad, bad boy John is. In fact, I think we ought to punish John for the way he's been carrying on.
Yes.
We'll have a nice little chat. And we won't even let John open his mouth.
You're bad, John. We'll have a chat and won't let you open your mouth.
Do you have any secrets you'd like to tell me, Pearl?
Yes.
What is it?
The money.
The money. And where is the money, little darling?
But John says...
Never mind what John said! John is a meddler. John is a nasty, sneaking, mean little... Take a look at this, Pearl. Know what it is?
No.
It's a knife. I use it on meddlers.
Let me touch it.
Oh, no, little lamb. Don't touch that. Don't touch my knife. I get angry, very, very angry when anyone touches my knife.
It's going to be Miss Jenny touched it, not me.
Yes. You're dull. Tell me, child, where is the money hid?
But I swore. I promised John.
John doesn't matter! Can't I get that through your head, you... Poor, silly, disgusting little wretch. There now, you've made me all mad. Oh, I'm sorry. Here, blow your nose. There now. Where's it hid, honey?
I'll tell.
I thought I told you to keep your mouth shut.
No. It ain't fair to make Pearl tell when she swore she wouldn't. I'll tell.
Well, I declare. Sometimes I think poor John will make it to heaven yet.
All right, boy. Where's the money?
In the cellar. Buried under a stone on the floor.
It'll go hard, boy, if I find you're lying.
I ain't lying. Go look for yourself.
John?
Quiet, Pearl.
All right. Let's go look.
What?
Let's go look. The three of us. You didn't reckon I'd come down here alone?
Don't you believe me?
Why, sure, but...
Dark, John. Take my hand.
My candle will light the way. Which way, boy?
There. Over there. Beneath some mason jars.
There? Oh no. You ain't gonna kid me. I go that way, you run upstairs. You too, go ahead.
We move sure, certain towards a place where there ain't nothing. What shall I do?
Now where?
Under the stone in the floor.
Right.
Sets the candle on a barrel by the shelf prop. Sinks eager to his knees. Scrabbles at the dirt.
Huh?
Pearl's eyes bulge. She's about to speak.
This ain't stone. This is concrete.
John made a sin. John told a lie.
The Lord's a-talking to me now. The Lord's a-saying a liar is an abomination before mine eyes. But the Lord ain't the only one who hates a liar.
Grabs me. Jerks back my head. Long, cool steel blade slips across my throat. Plays it softly back and forth. Like a violin.
Speak where? Or I cut and leave you to drip like a hog at butchering time.
Shut up, girl!
You could save him, little bird.
In my doll! Inside my doll!
No! In the doll! Why, sure! Oh, the last place anyone look. Let me have it.
Preacher lunges across me. I jerk Pearl back and knock off the candle and shelf prop. Listen, John, rain down on Preacher. Lurches forward. Steps in another jar. Head first into another shelf.
Come on, Pearl. Come on, Jenny.
Deuteronomy!
Come on!
Halfway up the stairs. Bright kitchen lamp shining down into hell.
I'll get you! I'll get you!
Almost there, and I slip. Scramble up again. Pearl at the top, when his face pushes into the light. A struggle. Shove Pearl through. See him running upstairs. Hands outstretched. Slam door. Clamps up bolts. Suddenly see his hand caught in the door. Jerking back and forth. Clutching, clawing. Screams from stairs as he drags it back in. For a second we lean back, exhausted. Us on one side, him on the other. Thinking.
Pearl? You want your mommy back?
He's lying! Come on! I know where we can go!
Yes!
Open that door, you
bird of the devil called trumpet! You know I didn't do it.
Uncle Bertie! Uncle Bertie! Gotta hide us, Uncle Bertie! He's coming with his knife! Uncle Bertie! Steps come running! We needed help!
I didn't do it, I swear! I didn't.
Uncle Bertie!
What's the matter with him, John?
He's drunk.
I'm coming!
John! The river! Skip by the willows!
We run along the riverbank, through the mist. Sumac potpourri brushes splash in our faces. Him all about and around and above us with his knife. feet slip and stuck in the mud and weeds.
It must be here someplace. John! Keep going, Brooke.
Finally, now jutting out of a blanket of mist.
Jared! Jared!
Look back. A darkness forming in the dark above us. Closing, gleaming. He stands on the bank above us.
Children.
Push the skiff. Push the skiff. But it won't move. It sticks in the mud. Man lunges towards us, but it catches his ankle in a vine. Hacks at it with his knife. Jump in the boat as he cuts free. Pushes the mud with an oar. Pushes, he starts crashing, floundering towards.
Here, I'll get you.
Reaches out. It moves. He overreaches. His hands smack the sides as he falls on the mud. He's up. Face black with mud. Wide with anger. Jiggling, gabbling. Reaching out.
Till, thank the Lord, in that last mad second, the river. The great hand of the Ohio River reaches out, snatches away us two tiny chillen like a leaf upon its mighty back, off into the dark. And the preacher stands knee-deep in mud and water, half animal, half human, howling.
I'll come after you! I'll get you! I'll get your guts!
John.
Merle?
You left Daddy behind.
I'm going to sleep, Pearl. I'm tired. Bye.
All right, John. Me and Miss Jenny will watch over you.
The river swept us away under the stars. A tiny ark, turning and turning in the floodwaters of God.
Once upon a time, Miss Jenny, there was a pretty flat, and he had a wife, this flat. One day, she flew away. And then one night, his two pretty fly children flew away too. Into the sky. Into the moon.
The skiff floats on through clouds of dancing fireflies. Croaking frogs. Leaps of silver fish in the moonlight. The scream of hare caught by weasel on riverbank. And the boat sails on. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world.
From who?
Preacher and the kid.
Ah. Huh?
Dear Walt and Icy, bet you've been worried and gave us up for lost. Took the kids down here to Smithsville.
I got a Smithsville postmark.
To visit my sister Elsie. Thought a little change of scenery would do us all good after so much trouble and heartache. At least the kids will get plenty of good home cooking. Huh. Your devoted Harry Powell.
Now, ain't you relieved, Walt?
Sure. And there was me thinking them gypsies must have busted in and done off with all three of them.
Those gypsies been gone a week.
Oh, not before one of them knifed a farmer and stole his horse.
People saw him that August in a dozen little towns along the river. The man of black on the white horse, unshaven, spending nights in farmers' haylofts, feeding his horse on farmers' corn. But they paid him no particular heed, for it was the year of the Great Depression, the time of wanderers through the land. In the year of depression, it was no unusual thing for children to run the woodlands and fields without parents, without food, without love. Families were cracked, broke asunder, and children driven to fend for themselves like the whelps of random litters in the lanes of the back counties, roaming the old highways, sleeping in barn lofts or in old abandoned car bodies of junk heaps. The poor, lost children with pale, stretched faces like moonflowers in the dust.
Yeah?
Good morning, ma'am.
Hungry, are you? Where's your folks?
Ain't got no, ma'am.
Well, I suppose I'll see if there's any more potatoes to spare. Take kids begging all day.
Go away, her tired eyes say. Go away. You kids tell me something awful is happening. Some pattern as ancient as the wheeling of the winter stars is starting to break up, break away.
Whoa. Tell me, friend, you seen two children passing through?
Whole line's filled with children passing.
Boys about 10, girls 5.
Well, Gailey Flowers had two kids like that. Orphans, she reckoned. In her orchard last week. They went that way.
Thank you, friend. Jesus bless you.
Soup out of them.
Do they?
But how would I get them open?
See them bunnies in the meadow, John?
And the sheep. Yeah. I've decided, Pearl. Tonight, I'm gonna sleep on land.
It's dark. We tie up beneath a willow tree. We tiptoe up to a farm, to a lighted window. Stare in.
Is our new home, John?
No, Pearl. No. We're going up here.
This big house?
Ain't a house, Pearl. It's a barn.
I'm hungry, John. Hungry. We ain't ate in days.
I know it, Pearl. I know it.
John, what's these big dogs?
Them's cows, Pearl. They won't hurt us.
We tiptoe between these great wall monsters. Smell a sweet breath. See their wobbling gray udders. Climb into the hayloft. Full hungry, asleep.
Hmm.
look out a barn window. Across a white, moonlit landscape, he slowly comes. Like a cardboard cutout. Tiny black figure in a black hat on a white horse. Singing. And as he sings, every hound dog along the valley joins with him. But he don't stop singing. Just keeps on, slowly, unending across the landscape. Don't you never sleep? Don't you never find a barn and climb up in the hay and shut your eye like other bodies do at night? Or shall you just keep on a hunting me and Pearl till the end of time? I don't sleep again this night. Next morning, we return to the boat. Cast off. I row a while, but the sun gets too much. I lie down, sleep.
I dream as the skiff floats, drifts past an unfolding panorama of sleepy farms, drowsy woodlands, rich meadows. I dream I'm back home. Dad's playing the pianola, his feet pumping up and down. Mom stands by him, laughing, holding Pearl on our hips, while I dance round and round. It seems a million years gone by.
Skiff runs aground.
Hey, you! What you doing in my meadow?
Huh?
Here this instant, you hear? Or I'll put me Willis switch into you and have you jumping directly.
An old woman, ruddy faced, big boned. A man's hat on her head, army boots on her feet.
Get on up here! Don't you hurt me! Don't you hurt my sister! Leave me alone!
Hell, nothing. Washer's more like.
Across the meadow and up the hill, she drives us like two geese.
Ruby! Clara! Mary!
Yes, Mr. Cooper!
Three heads stick up from over some bushes.
Stop picking them tomatoes.
Yes, Miss Cooper.
Nice and big basket, Clara. Mary put the big ones on top. Ruby, most of them tomatoes ain't fit to feed a mongoose.
Sorry, Miss Cooper.
Now put them baskets down. Ruby, fetch the wash tub and put it by the pump. Mary, Clara, fetch me a bar of laundry soap and a scrub brush.
Yes, Miss Cooper. Yes, Miss Cooper.
Gracious. If you two ain't a sight to beat all. Where you from? Where's your folks? Speak up now. To Mom House to feed. Now get them clothes off, throw them yonder in the grass, and Ruby will wash them.
What?
Mind me switch now. Mind me switch.
I stare at the woman. I stare at her willow switch.
Come on, then.
There's something in her voice. In front of the three girls that take off all my clothes. Throw them on the grass. Stand naked before the whole earth. They fall on us with water and soap and scrub and brushes.
Don't touch me! Don't touch me!
It's funny, John. Funny.
Pearl? It's night. I lie in clean sheets beneath a strong roof with a belly full of food and a sore backside. And I cry. Cry and cry. But I don't see nothing.
You see, John, you always get the best, ripest berries deepest in the hedge. You listening, boy? Oh, silent as the grave. Now remember, pick just the best berries so we can make the best jam for winter.
All us children work all day alongside Miss Cooper. That's her name. On her small holden, picking fruit, feeding hens, churning butter.
Keep turning. Another 5 minutes and that butter will be ready for market. Ever tasted fresh butter, John?
Still, I don't answer her. Get switched a few times more. Each Friday, Miss Cooper takes us, each walking behind her holding a basket full of produce, to market in Moundsville, where she sells, trades, barters shop, shrewd as a jackdaw.
She wears them boots always?
All the time.
Your ma's funny.
She ain't our ma. We just live at her house.
And where's your folks?
Someplace.
My daddy's in Detroit.
Who's your folks, Ruby?
I know.
So you're all...
We're all orphans.
Morning, Bertha.
Morning, Miss Cooper.
My shopping list.
All right. I'll deal with that in just a moment.
Children, put your baskets on the counter. Careful. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where's Ruby?
She went.
Oh, Clary, go fetch Ruby. Like as not, she's at the drugstore.
Trouble, Miss Cooper?
Ruby, bit backwards, grocer. Not 14 years old, and well, she'll be losing her mind to a tricky mouth and a full moon. And I'll be saddled with the consequences.
And how's your own boy, Miss Cooper?
Haven't heard from Ralph in 3 years. But the Lord's given me orphans and enough land to raise them on. I'm a strong tree grocer, with branches for many birds, and hard enough to stand 100 winters.
Well, this little girl's new?
Pearl.
Hello, Pearl.
Hello, Mr. Grocer.
The lovely doll you got. What's its name?
It's called Miss Jenny.
Well, I declare, grocer, you done something I had never done. You got John to talk.
Anyhow, got a real fine new soap in, Miss Cooper. All the way from Syracuse, New York.
Don't need no soap, grocer. Boil down the fat from my own hog.
And we were scrubbed and scrubbed from that soap, fed on the food we gathered till we were full and blooming, spanked when there was cause. And every Sabbath evening we gathered round this strange, ragged, strong woman to hear the tales of the Lord.
Now settle down, children. You joining us, John? Aaron's here except Ruby, who's at her sewing class in Moundsville. Now move up, Mary, so Pearl can get in.
And Miss Jenny.
And Miss Jenny.
She was a wise old bird. I could see that eye of hers following me around the room as I roamed and sulked. She knew it was best to let me bide, not make me answer, knowing that in time my dark, frightened soul might one day step out from its dark forest, stick its bright eye up through the leaves, and, if paid no special notice, break out in full and gladsome song.
Now, children, old Pharaoh, he was the king of Egypt land, and he had a daughter, and once upon a time, she was walking along the river, and she seen something bumping and scraping along on a sandbar under the willows. And do you know what it was, Tilly?
No.
Well, now, it was a skiff washed up on the bar. And who do you reckon was in it?
Pearl and John.
Not this time. Just one young'un, a little boy babe. And do you know who he was, Tilly?
No.
Moses, a king of men. Moses.
I'm turned right round. Stare straight into her eyes. She's staring into mine. Something passes between us.
Clary, Mary, Pearl, go to bed. Now. John, get me an apple.
All right, Miss Cooper.
Get one for yourself, too.
Here you are, Miss Rachel.
Thank you, John. John, where's your folks?
She stares at me. For the first time since, I feel safe.
They're dead.
Dead. And where are you from?
Upriver.
Well, I know that. I didn't figure you rode that John boat up from Parkersburg.
I reach out, put my hand on her bony, gnarled old fist.
Tell me that story again.
Story, honey? Why, what story?
About them kings that the queen found down on the sandbar in the skiff that time.
Kings? Why, honey, there was only one.
I mind as you said there was two.
Well, shoot. Maybe there was. Yes. Come to think of it, there was two, John.
Who are you?
A preacher. Just come to town. What are you doing in the place of sin labs, John?
I'm bad. I'm not meant to be here. I'm meant to be at my sewing class.
How about a drink, honey?
Yeah. And I'll have one of them cigarettes they're selling, too.
Oh, why, you're pretty, Ruby. You must be the prettiest girl in this whole place.
Yeah? Hey, how come you know my name?
Oh, I was talking to Mr. Jennings, the grocer. He told me all about you. How you got two new kids of your place. What's their names?
Pearl and John.
And one of them got a dog.
Miss Jenny. Only she don't never let me play with it.
Hey, Ruby. Some money. Buy yourself a drink. I gotta go.
Oh, I've been bad. Real bad.
Ruby.
Yes, ma'am.
Where'd you get this money?
You're with me.
When did I ever?
This man.
Man?
I've been bad, Miss Cooper. Real bad. I've never been to no sewing lessons all this time.
What you been up to?
I've been down to the drugstore. I've been out with men.
Oh, dear God, child. You must grow up to be a fine, full woman, Ruby. And I'm going to see you do.
This gentleman weren't like them others. He just give me the money.
What?
Well, he never asked for nothing.
Well, he must have wanted something, Ruby. A man don't waste time on a girl unless he gets something. What you talk about?
Pearl and John.
Pearl and John? Reckon he's their pap.
I know, Miss Cooper.
Well, then why don't he come up the house and say, them's my young'uns. Much obliged, ma'am. Hand them over, please. I can't abide a sneak.
Miss Cooper, he's here!
Hush, child. Who's here?
That preacher man. The man I told you about.
Where's Pearl and John?
Down the meadow.
Well, then, let's go and meet him.
Why, Why, good morning, ma'am.
I do.
You're Mrs. Cooper.
You're here about Pearl and John.
Oh, my little lamb. I never hoped to see them again in this world. Oh, dear madam, if you was to know what a thorny crown I have borne in my search for these strayed chicks.
Oh. Ruby, go fetch them.
Yes, Miss Cooper.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Oh, dear madam, I see you're looking at my hands.
I'm looking, preacher. I'm looking.
Shall I tell you the story of good and evil? It was with this left hand hate that old brother Cain struck his brother Abel.
Them kids is yours.
My own flesh and blood.
Where's your missus?
She ran off with a salesman one night during a prayer meeting.
Where's she at?
Downriver. Parkersburg, maybe. One of them Sodoms on the Ohio River.
She took them kids with her.
Heaven only knows what unholy sights and sounds those innocent babes has heard in the dens of perdition where she dragged them.
Right funny, ain't it? How they rode all the way upriver in a 10-foot John boat.
Are they well? Why, here they are now.
We're coming around the corner. Him.
Why, John. Pearl.
Pearl, give me that doll.
Why, John?
Give it me.
Okay.
The Lord is merciful. What a day is this. There shall be rejoicings. Come to me.
Me and Miss Rachel look in each other's eyes.
Something wrong, John?
Nothing, Miss Cooper.
Didn't you hear me, boy?
John, when your dad says come, you should mind him.
He ain't my dad.
He ain't no preacher, neither. I've seen preachers in my time. Some of them saints. A few crookeder than a dog's hind leg. But this one's got them all beat for badness.
But hey, now, lady, who are you going to believe? This boy here or his father?
I know him a damn sight better than I know you, mister.
It happens very suddenly. Ah. He lunges at the doll in my hands. I duck, zigzag across the yard. Miss Rachel turns, steps back through the door. He chases me clean across the yard. Almost has me too, but I'm under the barn.
Boy? Boy, come out! Well, I reckon I'll just have to peel off my coat. Pick out my sticking knife. And come under there and get you out, boy.
Not while I got this gun in my hand, mister.
Right above him stands Miss Cooper. A double-barreled shotgun in her hand. Steady as doom.
March yourself yonder to your horse. I'm not fooling, mister.
You ain't done with Harry Paul yet. The Lord God Jehovah will guide me into the hiding places of my enemies. He will guide my hand in vengeance. You devils! You whore of Babylon! I'll come back when it's dark.
That night, the stars came out in all their splendor. Then a full moon rose upon the whole landscape.
Safe and secure from all alarms, leaning.
The singing man sits hunched on a stump down the garden, staring at the house. Inside, close by the window, in her armchair, Miss Rachel, shotgun across her knees. All around her sleep as children. For a second she sleeps. In that second he is gone.
Merciful heaven. Oh, women is such fools.
Miss Cooper?
I slept.
What was that?
An owl. Taking a rabbit. It's a hard world for little things. Wake the others, John.
We can marry Pearl, Ruby, Clary.
Now, children, I got lonesome, so I figured we might play games.
Oh, good. Goody. Will you tell us a story?
Now, I might.
And she looks defiant out of the window.
All right, Lamp.
No, it's more fun hearing stories in the dark, Clary.
Yeah.
I press right forward till I lean against her arm. She squeezes me.
Well, mind how I told you about little Jesus and his ma and pa and how there was no room at the inn?
Again, she looks out the window.
Just get off my arm, John. I think I'll tell this story walking about.
Two-barreled shotgun before her. She paces the room.
Well, there was this sneaking, ornery, no good King Herod. And he hears of this little King Jesus growing up. And old Herod figures, where's shoe? There sure won't be no room for the both of us. I'll just nip this in the bud. Ruby, just shift out the way a bit so I can see down the hallway that mirror.
Sorry, Miss Cooper.
So, just then...
What happened then, Miss Cooper?
Well, that old King Herod never knowed for sure which one of all those babies of the land was King Jesus. So that cursed old Herod figured if he was to kill all the babies in the land, he'd be sure to get little Jesus.
A certain shadow in the mirror, gone as soon as it appeared.
And when little King Jesus' ma and pa heard about that plan, what you reckon they went and done?
In the broom closet, hid under the porch.
That's right, children. That's what you do now. Hide, hide, hide.
We run, scatter, hide everywhere as a low, dark figure slips through the hallway.
I can see you.
No, you can't.
Missed. Where are you, snake?
Down here on the floor someplace. And I got my hog-sticking knife out.
A glitter of silver. He slipped about the table and was coming at her from the side, rising from the floor. She only glimpsing, him starting to raise that knife. She's still turning, him screaming, starting to run. Runs, scuttles like a gigantic crab across the floor, out the kitchen door, dragging himself like a wounded animal towards the barn.
John.
Miss Cooper?
Run to Fairchild's place. Tell them to phone the state troopers. We got something real nasty, treed up in the barn. I'll look after Pearl.
Thanks, Miss Cooper.
John, when you little, you have more endurance than God ever grants you again. Children are man at his strongest. They abide.
The state troopers came that morning, surrounded the barn. The man, the creature, the thing in black, came out the door, stood swaying, his left hand, hate, bloody, helpless, his right, love, naked, white, glistening. He looked pathetic.
I watch as the men in blue move in on him. Just as all those months gone by, they closed in upon another man. A blue man smacks him on the head.
Don't!
Another hits him.
Don't hit him!
John!
Don't hit my dad! Don't! Don't! Here it is! Here's what you all want!
I have the doll. The dirty, filthy, horrible doll in my hand. Rip it up. Tear out the handfuls of notes. Throw them up in the air.
This is what you want? I'm too tired to carry it anymore. It's yours. All yours.
Sweet Jesus.
They picked up the money lovingly. They piled it and the preacher in their vans. Explanations were given, trials held, newspaper articles written, executions held. But it was all a long time ago. Pearl and I lived with Miss Cooper, Mother, till in time we too went out into the world. And what did I become? What do you think? I learned something from my second father, a preacher. I preach the word of the living and present Jesus Christ about this country, a poor traveling preacher. I sit in my caravan now at some state fair, praying, preparing myself for tomorrow's preaching, while my wife and two children sleep around me. What is man? Is God's creature man? Is he black? Is he white? Good or evil? Saved or eternally damned? I don't know. I'm both. Born to struggle. Struggle and struggle and struggle. Back and forth, love and hate. That is the mystery of life. That is the Lord's desire. In the Nights of the Hunter by Davis Grubb, adapted for radio by John Fletcher, the preacher was Struan Roger. John Harper Jr. was Tom Lawrence. Pearl Harper was Angela Shafto. John Harper Sr. was Peter Marinker. And Mar Cooper, Betsy Blair. Willa Harper was Catherine Nix. Ben Harper, John Garasio. Icy Spoon, June Barry. And Walt Spoon, John Baddeley. Uncle Bertie was Brian Green. Ruby, Pippa Hinchley. Miss Cunningham, Geraldine Fitzgerald. The Grocer, John Telfer. Clary, Abigail McVean, and Mary, Jesse Brammer. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Original music was composed by Thomas Johnson and Stuart Gordon. The Night of the Hunter was directed on location in and around Bristol by Andy Jordan.